incidentally, after a year of doing civil mediation, I returned to my director and said, I still want to do marriage and divorce. And I did 40 hours of training at the OU Law School to do marriage and divorce. I've been doing that now for the last 4 years. It is my favorite, even though it can be emotionally very trying, especially when we're dealing with children and parents disagreeing over basic things in their children's lives. But to try and work that out, mediation provides an opportunity for both sides to be heard, to get a lot of things off their chest, which they would never have the opportunity to do in a court. It also lightens the overburdened court system. And so people often get a chance to resolve their differences much sooner than waiting for a court date and to be heard. So we are, all of us, volunteers, and these mediators come from all walks of life. It's interesting. And this is my way of giving back a little bit to the community that has been wonderful to me.
Have you ever had cases where, when both sides put it all out on the table, and maybe they had never been to counseling before, that maybe they say, oh, I get it. I understand your side. Have you ever had a healing as a maybe not get a divorce?
No, but there have been times when I listen to two people and I wonder, why in the world are they getting a divorce? It sounds like they're in agreement on many things, but I have asked the question that you're posing, you know, are you sure you want to do this? Because this is a good time to back out. Or put it on hold, maybe, would be a better way. For example, to pursue what you're saying, go get counseling if they haven't done marriage. I have to be careful because, you know, as a clergy person, counseling and trying to preserve relationships was a high priority. That's not my role here as a mediator, but I am who I am. So, yes, that has been put out, but I haven't had any takers yet. They have continued. But I don't know what happens, because in marriage and divorce, you write a memorandum of understanding, which each side must then take to their counsel, who will put it in the final form for the court. So whether that happens or how quickly that happens, I have no idea. Once we're done, I know nothing about what happens with the case.
But you do get a sense of accomplishment, maybe, that while you didn't bring the couples together, maybe they came together for a better settlement for the children, and you walk away from that saying, I feel good about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what you do feel better about. In fact, what I have found over these years is that lack of communication or bad communication is the source of 85-90% of the problems. You know, people who stop talking to each other, stop even sharing emails and so forth. So there's a wall now, and there are things that have to be resolved. Simply stonewalling will not solve the issue or move the relationship forward or take care of the needs of children, minor children. I've had cases, as all of us do mediation, where you have two parties and each party has an attorney. I worried when I began, you know, the attorney knows the law far better than I with my minimal training and so forth. And that I still remember the trainer saying, attorneys can be your best friends. Do not be afraid of the attorney. I have found that to be absolutely true. But then two attorneys and then a third representing the minor child. So it can get very complicated. Everybody has their needs and is entitled, each person, each party is entitled to be represented if they want.
Some, probably at the end of it all, have said, wow, we came together to a good thing, and they've, both sides may have thanked you.
and shaken hands with each other. That's perhaps the most fulfilling. People who were not necessarily communicating when they sat down in the room. I'll give you a good example. I had two gentlemen several years ago, I would say 50-ish, nice men. The one man had been doing business with the other for years and sending other people. The one gentleman had a fancy, expensive truck, and he had a rattle in the motor, and he brought it in. The other gentleman had a very good muffler shop. And so he bought a new muffler, et cetera, and some other part, and he drove away. Now, the rattle was still there days later, so he brought it back. And again, the muffler shop owner had his crew work on it. This happened three times with no satisfaction. And finally, they had it tested with a sophisticated piece of equipment at a dealership and so on. And the muffler shop owner was saying, it's not the muffler that's causing it. He said, yes, it is the muffler. So he finally, the truck owner got it fixed. And now he wanted his money back, because he had spent a lot of money, and I think it was over $1,000. And we worked it down, and we got it to $250. Now, I must say, as a mediator, if I got it that close, if I can't bring this to a peaceful conclusion, I'm at fault. Finally, the one man says, look, you can afford $250. I can afford $250. Let's flip for it. I looked, I said, are you serious? I said, yes. So three men, the two of them and I, reach in our pockets, and we do not have a coin among us. I said, I'll be back. I go into the court, and quietly, court was going on, do you have a penny? I cannot find it. I go outside the courtroom, and a lady said, they're going to flip for it, aren't they? I said, yeah. She said, here's the penny, and I don't need it back. I go back inside the mediation room, and we go over the ground rules. You know, who wins with head, who wins with tails, that this is for $250. If the one wins, he gets a check. Otherwise, no check, and the case is done. Get it all squared away, flip the coin, and one person obviously wins. And the other says, two out of three? No. The man sits down. He writes a check for $250, gives it to him, and the two of them walk out smiling.
That's great.
It was wonderful.
That's great. Yeah.
And I kept the penny, and I take it with me on Wednesday mornings to Sepulpa just in case I need it again.
That is great. Well, this is wonderful, the things you've done since you retire. I don't like the word retire, so in essence, you haven't retired.